Shira, the Shinkian seeker, looked from the stern of the ship. Her straight, short black hair flitted this way and that in the cold ocean breeze.
"I've grown to hate waves and whitecaps," she said.
"You wanted to sail on the ocean," Paul Sissert said. He wore a knit cap, bought from a sailor to cover his light, silvery blonde hair.
"But not for 2.5 weeks, she said.
Paul followed her as she turned around to gaze at the port city of Mola, rising up from the approaching docks.
"Do you have any idea where we are going?"
"The Penchepi Mountains," Paul said. "Part of my family comes from there." He shrugged his shoulders. "We'll have to do some seeking to find them."
"Once that's done, I'm anticipating a leisurely trip across all of Volia on our way back to Eastrill,"
Shira said.
"I'm up for it. We'll have a vacation, just like the adults."
She slid her arm through Paul's.
"Adults?"
Paul asked. She nodded.
"In Shinkia, the adults go on vacations, or maybe you might call them retreats, where they learn new things or meditate. Meditation is big in Shinkia. You and I need a rest."
Paul smiled at the thought of a pleasant diversion just as the ship shuddered, sliding along the pier.
"Paul Sissert!"
A man called out from the dock. He looked vaguely familiar. He was tall and looked very fit. Paul searched his memory to recall where he had seen him before. Then he remembered meeting Valiso Gasibli for the first time with another man in Malden Gastoria's chambers in Borstal Castle. It seemed like ages ago.
"Namian Threshel," Paul called out. "Ah, I'm glad to see you. I have a message from Emperor Hazit III of the Empire of Bakasol."
Namian motioned that Paul come to him. Paul was surprised at that. He made his way through the sailors, busy securing the ship, and ran down the makeshift gangplank they had to fashion after Paul destroyed the old one back in Borstal while fleeing the city to evade South Salvan invaders.
"You look surprised," Namian said. "Birds take a week or so to make the passage. The Emperor sends 4 or 5, and usually 3 or more arrive. I have good news."
"Wait for my companions," Paul said. It didn't take long for Paki Horstel, Kel Digby, Hawker, Shira and Queen Issa to cluster around the messenger.
"The Emperor arrived 2 days after you fled. His magicians had devised a way to eliminate the Tesnan spells, which reduced the fighting. I guess you know what they are. It isn't mentioned in the message. Grosin will be king, and the Emperor invites Queen Issa to return on this same ship to assume the throne of South Salvan."
He turned and bowed to Queen Issa.
"Actually, I made up the invite part. You are commanded to do so. South Salvan and the Empire need you, my queen."
"My husband?"
"Executed. That's all the message says."
"I guess we will all turn around and go back."
The queen raised her hands and let them drop.
"Not me,"
Paul said. "I'm going to tour Volia with Shira."
"Kel and I will come along,"
Paki said.
"So will I," Hawker said.
"No, you won't."
Queen Issa grabbed the former Tesnan monk by his ear.
"I need a guard among all these love-starved sailors. You're coming with me. That's a royal command."
Hawker looked helplessly at Paul.
"She needs someone to fetch and carry, Hawker," Paul said,
remembering that was the reason why Hawker had brought Shira and him along, as his little retinue when they left the Tesnan monastery. Shira giggled.
"Paul's right."
Hawker bowed to Queen Issa.
"My queen."
"That's better."
She looked at Paul.
"You deserve more than being restored to your previous title. As Queen of South Salvan, I will make you a duke, with enough land set aside for a modest dukedom within South Salvan. I am sure Onka's estate is empty. He had no family, so don't worry about displaced heirs.
She took Paul's hand.
I'll have it supervised for you. Please make sure you spend some time at your estate from time to time, Duke Paul, on your way to visit me.
Paul shook his head.
You don't need to do that. I am queen. Don't talk back, she said. I would literally be dead without you. I know, Paul said.
He brightened up.
Kelso will be heading to Yastan without a real destination. Give him the estate. He's a relation of yours anyway. I won't need it in Volia.
Issa nodded.
I'll give him some other title and have him manage your properties as well. Will that be acceptable?
Very, Paul said. He knew he couldn't win against the Queen. Shira squeezed his arm.
Can I sweep the floors of your new manor, Duke Paul?
She said, with a playful whine in her voice.
I've become an expert at fetching and carrying.
She looked at Hawker and playfully narrowed her already narrow eyes. Paul put his hand on hers and squeezed back.
We have a continent to tour with two other friends. We will need chaperones.
One I trust, and the other... Paul looked at Packy, who couldn't help but grin.